This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Here are 10 stories that were found this week at Becker's Healthcare. The first story is BonSecours Mercy posts $124 million operating loss for 2023. Now, this may sound bad, but it's far, far better than their 2022 loss. And I'm certain that their investment gains were pretty good last year. So overall, it's still challenging, but it's a huge move in the right direction with this huge, great system. Second, Michael Dowling wrote a great piece at Becker's Healthcare, a 9 healthcare nuances that defy simple criticism. I think his perspective on this, of how so many issues need to be hit in the middle versus one political narrative on one side or the other, is so right on. And again, Michael Dowling nails it as usual. A third article we're following at Becker's Healthcare is written by the brilliant CEO of Metro Health, Erica Steed, Dr. Erica Steed. She talks about why representation matters. And we love this piece by Dr. Steed. The fourth story we're following today and this week at Becker's Healthcare is by Giles Bruce, who reports on Mayo Clinic, Kaiser Permanente, HCA Healthcare, and 8 new big tech health system partnerships. These are becoming a bigger and bigger part of the landscape. The fifth story I'm watching right now by Madeline Ashley, the American Hospital Association criticizes the biased Lown report, which takes shots at hospital charitable contributions. Now, the Lown report, I think the Lown Institute does some things really well. They do some other things really poorly. I think they take a hatchet job to not-for-profit healthcare when not-for-profit healthcare is so critical to our nation. It's imperfect, but what a struggle and what an incredible safety net that nonprofit healthcare provides to our country. If you want to try and mesh up the exact tax breaks, the exact charitable contributions each year, I think it's an impossible thing to do. We ought to just look at it and say, we really need these health systems. We really need them very bad. So I tend to agree with the AHA criticism of the Lown report. And there's a story on that in Becker's Healthcare this week, too. Sixth, a great piece by Kelly Gooch, where she talks to many CEOs about the hardest day as a CEO and what it taught them. And this is really a wonderful piece. Seventh, Naomi Diaz, one of the great health IT reporters at Becker's Healthcare, reports that Ochsner Health, the tech that Ochsner Health physicians find life-changing. This is also a great piece where people are finding real usefulness from some of the tech they're using. This, in this case, it happens to be some messaging, AI-driven messages that are reducing some of the workload of physicians in fasting. Eighth story today, thrilled to have President Bush and Jenna Bush speaking at our November CEO and CFO roundtable. If you want information, ask Jessica Cole, the CEO of Becker's Healthcare, Ellie Warner, who's in charge of the sales team, just fantastic. A great, great agenda. We also have Troy Aikman and Emmett Smith speaking, two Dallas Cowboys and leaders. Terrific. Ninth, and this is a personal note, so excuse me, I'm thrilled to give keynote talks at the BOMA International meeting in Orlando, at the MASMA Spine meeting in June in Washington State on key healthcare trends. I'm also thankful, as always, to Dr. Frank Phillips for having me speak and give a keynote at the Society for Minimally Invasive Spine Surgery. Frank was nice enough to tell me Dr. Phillips is one of the best spine surgeons in the nation, one of the most well-respected ones, has met to probably more spine surgeons than almost anybody else. He was nice enough to tell me that was a good choice because that was the least expensive choice, but it is what it is. I think that's what they call that, faint praise. But no, what a pleasure that was. And a last note, McGuire Woods Law Firm has their healthcare private equity event May 8th and May 9th in Chicago. If you're ever interested in that too, please just let me know. We'd love to have you join us, no charge. Thank you for listening to this podcast for Becker's Healthcare, 10 stories we're following today or this week. If you ever have any questions on any of this or if a suggestion for a topic, feel free to text Scott Becker at 773-766-5322. Thank you so much for listening. Again, Scott Becker, publisher, founder, chief content officer of Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for listening.